After almost a year and a half of fierce conflict in Sudan, the Sudanese-Australian community still fears for the lives of their loved ones as the humanitarian disaster worsens. With tens of thousands estimated killed and over 10 million people displaced by the violence, the war has left deep scars on civilians in Sudan and their concerned families here in Australia. A recent declaration of famine in some regions is just the latest development in the crisis that has shaken the country of almost 50 million people. Dr. Ahlam Ibrahim and her 19-year-old son Yasir have been supporting their displaced relatives in Sudan while offering health and well-being programs for the Sudanese community in Sydney. They've told SBS News of the emotional toll that war in their home country of Sudan has taken on them.
Most nights we go to sleep, we don't know if tomorrow we're going to get a phone call that something horrible has happened to one of our own loved ones or family.
I've missed my life, you know, all the memories, my home place. Sometimes I found my mom crying even during sleeping. While she's sleeping, she cries. I wish I took just a bit of sand from my home before I came.